Hello, hello mga kapwa Marites. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're hearing this from. This is your podcast na may chismisang makabuluhan na dapat pakinggan. This is the NFGPO R3 Unmuted Version 3.0. Marites!
R3GPians in 7 Heavens, your new favorite podcast is brought to us by Sisip Gores Bulayo and Company, Real Excellence Online CPA Review School, Deloitte, and Punong Bayan and Araulio Grand Thornton. Thank you for partnering and being with us in this yet another sensational story.
Okay, so kamusta naman kayo dyan mga Marites na nakikinig right now? And kamusta sa mga kapwa DJ na kasama ko? I am Maring Mikey, one of your DJs for tonight's episode. And syempre kasama ko ang aking mga anak na mas chismosa pa kaysa sa akin. Mag-hi naman kayo dyan.
Hi everyone! Hello sa lahat ng nakikinig ng ating podcast for today. My name is Maring Tony. Pwede rin Tony Cakes minsan, ayan. At isa sa mga chismosang anak ni Maring Mikey. Anyway, syempre meron pang mas chismosa sa akin at andyan ang kapatid ko. Hi!
Hello! Ako si Maring Shane, ang bunso ng Communication Department. And sana mag-enjoy kayo sa episode natin today. Ang episode title natin ay Start! Sign mo ito para magbago.
Uy, parang tinamaan naman ako ng title na yan. Napakasakit naman, pero hindi lang siya intended para manakit. Pero merong special meaning. Bakit ganun ba yung episode title natin? Other than this being the pilot episode, kaya nga zero, di ba? Parang start from scratch. Other than this being a clean slate, dito sa episode na to, we will also be talking about the New Year's thoughts and maybe some New Year's resolutions ng Solandia Council. Alright, kung di nyo maitatanong, ang aming team ay nagpalutang ng isang questionnaire when we asked the R3 officers 3 questions. At itatakal natin yung 3 questions na yan, starting with the question number 1. Sabi ng question number 1, how has your experience with R3 been so far?
And ang una nating respondent ay si Cruz. It's a whirlwind, my God, my goodness. This kind of system and dynamic caught me off guard, but I adore it. The council is fantastic. It's been a long road and I find it hard to believe that the year is almost halfway over. Time moves quickly in R3 since we are a fast-paced organization with no dull moments. I fell in love with how things operate within us. They have an unwavering commitment to their work and I'm doing everything I can to keep up and be competitive for the benefit of the council. Ayan, sabi ni Cruz, it's a whirlwind. This can serve as a training ground as well. How to handle pressures, how to stay positive despite of many challenges. And dagdag ko lang, Cruz, na ikaw din at ako, lahat tayo were grateful for those people na nakilala natin kasi they are part of our journey. At kung ano tayo ngayon.
I can actually just say na nakaka-relate ako sa kanya and I guess that only does not apply sa akin, no? Pati na rin sa iba nating mga ka-R3 officers, it has been a whirlwind sa ating lahat. At although ang pinagkaiba lang natin doon, hindi tayo paikot-ikot kasi I am sure that we are always moving.
Yes, no? At saka, grabe naman yung whirlwind. Parang yung na-imagine ko doon is parang tinatangay tayo ng isang tornado. Which we can all relate to kasi kung titignan mo pa lang yung dami ng workloads natin, parang hilong-hilo na tayo, ganon. Pero hindi. Once we're able to look past the deadlines, the stress, the deliverables, parang doon natin ma-realize na,
hey, buti na lang I grabbed this opportunity to be with R3.
That's right. I can agree to that. Pero syempre, hindi dyan nagtatapos kasi we have our second entry and that is from Tres. And so, Tres said, I found my purpose and that is to become a young leader. I was that average student. School and home were my comfort zone. R3 let me explore the deepest of discovery and I learned on how to communicate properly with others and it taught me how to manage my time efficiently. And so, sobrang nakaka-relate din ako dito kay Tres, no? Kasi as a person, I thought na, hanggang dito lang ako, parang hindi na ako mag-i-improve pa. Pero guess what? I improved way better than I thought I would. And sino mag-aakala na papasok pala ako sa isang organization and regional pa. So ayun, let us all be proud of ourselves.
Yes, that's right. At saka very much nag-resonate ako dun sa answer ni Tres. Kasi syempre, as a person, ang dami mo ring responsibilities, di ba?
Hindi ka lang estudyante, anak ka, kapatid, kaibigan. So parang kung iisipin mo, hala, dadagdagan ko pa yung responsibilidad ko, parang ang hirap naman nun.
Pero imbis na makita natin yon as a hurdle or something na mas magiging burden pa para sa atin, it became a benefit kasi we discovered something about ourselves that we never thought was there, yung potential.
Yes, tama. Sobrang relate din ako kasi I'm an average student also. And sabi ko nga, after yung pandemic, after ng mga online classes, magpo-focus na ako sa study pero dinala pa rin talaga ako sa pagiging leader. Yan. So, congrats dahil you're a young leader, Tres. Congrats! So, ayan, moving on to ating next question. What do you want to leave in 2020?
Ayan. So, syempre, marami rin tayong entries. But let me read one from a sender named Just Kidding. Sabi ni Just Kidding, and very distinct yung answer niya. Sabi niya, 2022 is indeed a year that's somehow a roller coaster ride. Nevertheless, I still want to bring together with me everything that has happened to me in this year, whether it be good or bad. I am thankful for all the worst cases that served as lessons in entering and facing the challenges of 2023. Ayan, diba? Kakaiba yung answer niya kasi tinanong natin, ano bang gusto mong iwanan sa 2022? Pero sabi ni Just Kidding, no! Wala akong iiwan sa 2022 because kahit gaano pa kapangit yung mga pangyayari sa paningin natin, lahat yon happened for a reason. And because of that, I am where I am standing right now.
Wow, grabe.
Alam mo, ang pagkakakita ko sa kanya is isa siyang strong, independent person. Ayan. So, hindi niya hahayaan na parang the past will define me. No. Pero it will be a part of me kahit saan ako magpunta. And that's something na kailangan nating panghawakan din.
Agree na ako sa mga sinabi nyo. Matatag siyang person. Alam niya kung ano yung, alam niya kung paano siya mag-improve. And yung principle niya, sobrang lakas. Sobrang matatag. Yan, for our second respondent, we have Nature BB Girl. Ang kanyang answer is very, very simple. All things that hinders my growth. Yan. Knowing yung battles and barriers sa growth, talagang important eh. Talaga, dapat nating malaman kung ano ba yung nagsistop sa atin para mag-grow as a person. It could be fear of failing, fear of the unknown, or fear of rejection. Pero lahat yun, the barrier is always the same. Yung feeling ng fear. You know, username NaturebabyGirl, it is always about the journey. This is where you learn about yourself and where all the memories and rewards come. So good luck. Good luck, NaturebabyGirl. We are rooting for your growth.
NaturebabyGirl, gusto ko lang sabihin na I am really proud of you for saying that. Kasi syempre, lahat tayo, we are all looking forward to growing into a better person. No? So, I hope you will be able to really surpass all those na naghihinder sa growth mo. And you, I hope you stay strong and have all the courage you need.
And add ko lang, no, not your BB girl, sabi niya gusto niya daw iwanan yung things that hinder their growth, no, in 2022. I think that's good and that's brave of them to do so, you know, because it's not easy. Lalo na't alam mo na itong mga bagay na to, hindi sila madali. Scary things sila and pwede kang sundan, like, until forever. Pero siya, brave enough siya para i-identify kung ano ba yung mga bagay na to and i-tame sila na hanggang dyan ka na lang. So, very good for you, not your baby girl.
Good luck, okay. Baby girl. At dahil dyan, sabihin ko na ang ating secret code na huhulaan nyo at kokolektahin nyo para manalo kayo sa ating pinakahuling episode. So, ang secret code natin ay lucky number 21. Ayan. 21.
Yeah. I'm feeling 21.
Yes.
So, proceed na tayo sa ating last question. Ang last question natin is fill in the blanks. This 2023, I will...
Ayan. So, syempre, this 2023, I will, and according to Cruz, I will be fearless. Ayan. So, super short and simple, pero sobrang makaka-relate ka din. So, tulad din ng sabi kanina ni Shayna, no? So, there's a lot of things that can hinder us. And one of those ay yung fear natin. And this year, this time around, I am with Cruz na by this year, I will be fearless. And no matter what challenges I'm going to face, ay haharapin ko ng buong tapang, buong puso, at wala akong uurungan. Yes, go.
Ayan, tama yan. Wala talagang dapat uurungan. Always take the risk. Yan, always take the risk.
Ayan, tulad na sabi kanina, it takes bravery talaga. Yung parang, there are lots na okay lang sa kanila to stay in the shadow. Pero, mas maganda if you know, you step out of that into the light. Kasi hindi mo alam kung yung possibilities na pwede mo ma-uncover na. Malay mo, you could be this type of person, that type of person. Pero paano mo malalaman if you'll just cower over there by the sidelines, di ba? So, yun. Dapat magtapang talaga tayo. Similarly, no, meron isang answer dito from the sender named Pikachu. Sabi ni Pikachu, this 2023, I will... bring back my momentum. Okay? Hindi to yung ano ah, momentum sa physics. Di ba? Kasi meron sa physics nun, di ba? Yung formula for momentum.
Huwag ka na dyan, hindi ko yun alam.
Ano ata yun? Mass times velocity. Hala, yung mga scientists dyan, huwag yung kawayan kung mali. Pero ayun, hindi yung type of momentum na yun. Pero I guess, I'm sure there has been a time in our lives na feel natin we're stuck in a slump, yung wala tayong magawang maayos or lahat na lang ng bagay magulo, and of course we want to get out of that. Pero even though feeling mo wala ka ng hope kasi nga lahat ng bagay nagkanda gulo-gulo, it's nice na yung unang bagay na kailangan mong gawin is magkaroon ng motivation to get back yung pace mo kung paano ka dati or when you were at your prime. And yun yung exactly yung gusto ni Pikachu, is mabalik niya yung version of their self wherein they were at their highest because they know that they can achieve greater heights with that.
Grabe, no? So, super proud na agad ako sa kanya kahit di ko man ma-witness yon ng buong buo. Pero I know and I believe in you na you will get back your momentum. And syempre, alongside your motivation, make sure din na meron kang dedication and discipline to keep on moving forward no matter how hard things get para sa iyo. So, good luck.
Ako naman yung statement niya pa lang na I will bring back my momentum. Malalaman mo na talaga na dedicated siya sa ginagawa niya, ganyan. Saka ano, baby steps. Slow steps, kahit anong mangyari, by taking one step after another, you've eventually overcome the hurdle, yung nagihinder sa growth. Kaya mo yan.
Yes.
Pikachu,
I choose you. Sana all pinipili. Hi. Pero ayun, no, napakadami pang entry. So we would like to thank our fellow RT officers, syempre, for participating in this survey. Although hindi na-feature ang inyong mga sagot, we have read all of them. And we wish you all the best of luck. And we would like to say thank you. Dahil nagsama-sama tayong lahat sa journey na to, di ba?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ayan. Sabi mo kasi, thank you lang.
Oo nga. Pero ayun, thank you again, no, sa ating mga fellow officers. And that concludes yung chismisan natin today about the Salandia Council.
Episode 0 of Vihates Podcast in the Salandia Kingdom is brought to us by CCIT Gares Velayo and Company, Real Excellence Online CPA Review School, Deloitte, and Punong Bayan and Arroyo Grand Foreign Fund. Thank you for being with us in this yet another sensational story. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thank you so much. And of course, once again, thank you to all our listeners. This has been Maring Tony,
Maring Shane,
and Maring Mikey. Catch you all next time para sa chismisang makabuluhan na dapat pakinggan. This has been NFJPO R3 Unmuted version 3.0. Marites!
Awesome.